Meskin. I don't really know of any that, you know, that are used very often.
What about the term greaser?
I think you'd find that term used more, that greaser, greaseball, or something like that, used more in maybe Southern California, where they have, you know, across from Mexico there. But you don't hear that very much down here.
What about the Mexican, someone who's, one parent was from Mexico, another parent was from the United States. Do you have any, do you ever hear any special names for people like that?
Part Mexican.
What about the Mexicans that were, the Mexican teenage boys particularly?
Pachuca.
Uh-huh. What were they like?
Smart-alecky and kind of, I don't know, a bit obscene, I always thought, you know, always going like that, and wolf whistling and yelling, you know, and things. It just kind of made you feel kind of dirty.
You call those people?
Pachucas, or I can't think of anything else.
You ever heard them called just chukes?
No.
What about someone who works around a ranch? What would you call a person like that?
Ranch hand or hand?
What about the term kicker?
Oh yeah, they use kicker down here a lot too. It's supposed to be shit kicker. That's used now for, it's a term for, not necessarily for someone that works around a ranch, but for someone that likes Western music and likes to dress up on Saturday night in a Western shirt and jeans and boots and hat and go to the local VFW or KC Hall or Lions Club or whatever, you know, and go to a Western dance or something. You do the whip and stuff like that.
When you hear the word kicker, does it sort of have a connotation of someone who's
putting you down a bit, yeah.
Well, someone who dresses up the part really doesn't have much experience around.
Right,
them.
Yeah.
Just
kind of like a dude or a dude ranch guy or something like that.
You ever
that.
Heard the term drugstore cowboy?
Yeah. The fancy shirts with the silk cowboy shirt with the sequins on it and stuff like that.
You'd call him a...
be a dude or, you know, like you say, a drugstore cowboy, something like that.
I guess the word shit kicker was pretty insulting.
Yeah, they don't take to it too nicely. It's the same thing. Down here, you're either a kicker or a hippie or a surfer. The younger kids use it as a designation of, you know, what type of person that person is, you know, whether they like, if they're a surfer, they like the beach and, you know, the surf and, they're a hippie, they have long hair and like rock music, you know, and it's not as insulting now as it once was.
Kicker.
Yeah, kicker is just somebody that likes Western stuff now.
I noticed the bumper stickers, you know, like around.
Kickers need love too.
Yeah. There must have been some sort of campaign or something.
Yeah, there's this radio station down here, KIKN, Kicking, and they pretty well, you know, use the term. They've
so they,
got it everywhere.
They changed the...
It's publicity for their station, too.
Say if you were at a party and you look at your watch and see that it's around 11:30 or so, you say, well, we better be getting home. It's what? Midnight is.
It's almost midnight or it's almost 12.
And if you were walking outside on an icy sidewalk or something, you say, well, I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
thought I was going to fall.
Or I like